captioning brought to you by InventHelp. Call 1-800-710-0020. Do you have an idea for an invention? Call today for free information. Call 800-710-0020.
So much about Dr. Oz, what does the guy really think? People should probably spend more time discussing his viewpoints on everything. Because, yeah, that's all I know. What, pro-gun, anti-abortion. So, what, he's right half the time. They can do better than that. So pathetic.
Beliefs in our Constitution. And, Dr. Oz is going to come out, I believe, whether analyzing the results 24 hours from now.
This guy obviously paid money to. This is like a paid advertisement.
I don't know if it would be the deciding factor, but it's certainly going to be part of what people are going to look at, because they're going to trust that the president vetted the candidates. Everybody's been going after the endorsement.
I think all three of you are complete, absolute morons. Yeah, I hope I never hear from you or see you. Chris, frankly.
I think people connect with Dr. Oz.
Fred Teller, Dr. Oz, and Donald Trump.
Dr. Oz is the one person that I realized my life couldn't be without those three people. Actually said that when he started to build smart, they'll make the right decision.
Let's talk about the border, because these numbers just in DHS said that there were over 234,000.
I guess the before the one guy's from Turkey and he lives in New Jersey. I'm gonna be surprised if he wins in Pennsylvania. And if he had ever dreamed about being a politician there, it could have felt like a heart desire or just a win. Because I think they got people that grew up there and love the place and actually know their issues and care about their issues that might be a better fit. No matter what Donald Trump says. I probably like some kids.
Well, I'm not sure why they're not listening. I mean, they've been putting America last when it comes to many of their policies. And this is just another one. Not that you don't want to help other people. But, you know, my colleague, Kat Kamick, you know, mentioned about how there's skids of baby formula at the southern border. And there's a 40% shortage. And we have American families that can't get baby formula. So, you know, it's just another thing.
Well,
the president hasn't put Americans first.
I've seen baby formula on
Amazon.com. The alien encounters so far. Since President Biden's been in office, it's more than the population of 15 individual states. And DHS is saying if he did as much as 18,000 illegal encounters a day of illegal aliens. And listen, we
oh my God.
Take care of Americans first. Not that
like, where are they playing in the back?
Take care of Americans first. And when we look at drug overdoses and look at all the things
you got to picture this, man.
Since
this guy with slick back hair with a red tie on the side of the screen, and then the big part of the screen is all these people making a run for the border in Texas. All these brown skinned Mexican people.
The president was not. The vice president didn't spend any serious time down there. And we talked to the border patrol leaders. We talked to the intake facilities. And they don't feel appreciated. And right now, we need to stand behind them and give them the tools to do their job. And not simply dismantle them because it's
yeah. You're the tools. And you can't do the job. That's why you're complaining about it. And when somebody else did do the job.
And
waist deep water crossing in Eagle Pass, Texas. That's important to the American people. I think that's not really affecting anybody either. This guy's from Pennsylvania. How is this affecting him?
Finish the wall.
Finish the wall.
You can really see a difference. And the president doesn't seem to take on these tough issues. You know, and President Obama's Secretary of Defense said it best. He was wrong on every foreign policy decision when he was vice president up until the time he became president. I don't see that it's changed at all.
You know, yesterday there was this massive tunnel that was discovered stretching from Mexico to California. It was 1,700 feet, fully operational from Tijuana to San Diego, likely being used to smuggle heroin, meth, and fentanyl. You can see right there on your screen. We're talking to two parents who lost their children to fentanyl. Later in the show, what can be done on a congressional level to solve this issue?
Well, what we need to do is we need to make sure that when we're setting policy forth, we're actually funding the things that can make America safer and really put restrictions into the administration so they don't have the flexibility to deflect resources to other places. And what really needs to happen is we need to hold them accountable. And I think we're going to see that in the midterm elections. Americans want to help. They say when the oxygen mask comes down, take care of yourself first. So it's not that we don't want to help other people as Americans. We're the most generous nation on the face of the earth. But the fact is, we need to be safe here at home. We have people coming across our border on our terror watch list. We have fentanyl coming across the border record levels. We need to take care of our southern border, take care of Americans first. And then we can take a look at other policies to help people in other countries. But right now, we need an America First administration.
It's absurd how these Republicans always blame immigration on these Democrats.
And force them to change their policy.
Congressman Fred Keller is stealing my airplane analogy for his own purposes.
Here on a Tuesday.
That is mine. I own that.
Wow.
because they're both pretty intertwined in pretty much every state, city, local, federal government, the whole entire government. Democrats and Republicans, so, you know, Republican governors of these states and Texas. So by the time they can't fix the problem, though, without any help at all from Joe Biden. He's got all the power in the world. He's basically a president. He's basically the president of Texas. He might just want federal phones. He might want to pass the buck. Biden would do something that's unpopular.
The path to power is the path to the teleprompter. This administration just doesn't seem to get a lot done.
Must say that he got the impression that Biden lacked drive and hit the president on his administration's contribution to the inflation crisis. Jesse Waters says many Americans agree with
Musk. People, though, he's right. He's not. I like a tip he just gave people on Twitter and posted on his thing.
And look at this, 75% of Americans.
He said to go click the stars in the upper right and switch to most recent tweets. And stop using the default, which is the algorithm, to try to deliver tweets to you. And I just did that, and it made it a lot better. But in a sense, I think I'm still feeding into the algorithm. I'm just giving the algorithm more data, more factual data. Because the algorithm was sending me tweets it thought that I wanted based on what I wanted, but after it sent me so many tweets, what I wanted was what it was telling me what I wanted, and that wasn't what I wanted. So now by not caring what it wants and finally, you know, having it deliver the most recent tweet to me at the top of my feed so I can do that first every time instead of, you know, the one it thinks that I want to read, then you can actually acquire more information about the ones that I want to read. And perhaps deliver me better, more targeted ones if I want to go back to the algorithm.
And if it's watching, this is the first full day of the trial involving Michael Sussman, the former Clinton campaign attorney. He is under trial for making a false statement to the FBI. John Durham is the special counsel. He was in court yesterday for the entirety of the jury process.
Thank you.
apparently there's so many things that kill people, from cigarettes to car accidents to AIDS to gun violence.
Scoped out Tom's friendly market back on March 8th, 2 months before he allegedly carried out that attack. Washington Post reporting Gendron claimed to be collecting consensus data during the visit when he was confronted by a security guard.
Yeah. The
Trial says black Americans see right through President Biden and the Democrats.
Scott Hayes, the clown. I just unfollowed him on Twitter. I unfollowed a bunch of Fox people on Twitter because people seem like they're mentally ill to me.
Do they help black Americans?
Look at the
crime. People are wise to it. That's why you have blacks and browns leaving the Democratic Party.
I wanted to see Thesaurus on CNN, but she was not on or anything else.
Liberty and freedom. The Democratic elite want that control.
Charlie's pretty much turned to the dark side, but.
Baby formula manufacturer Abbott Labs reaching an agreement with the FDA to reopen its shuttered plant in Detroit in an effort to ease the ongoing formula shortage. Mark Meredith is live in Washington.
Hey, Carly, good morning to you. Baby formula remains hard, if not impossible, to find. Now, one of the country's largest producers, Abbott Labs, says it is close to a deal with the government to reopen a Michigan plant, which hopefully should alleviate some of the shortages. We got a statement from the company in which it says, quote, its number one priority is getting infants and families the high-quality formulas they need, and this is a major step forward towards reopening our Sturgis facility so we can ease the nationwide formula shortage. But officials warn, even when the plant reopens, this is going to take some time for these loose inventory to reach store shelves. Some lawmakers calling it a matter of life and death, and while the blame game already underway, the White House says Americans should not be pointing fingers at President Biden.
So getting more safe and fit formula onto shelves across the country is one of the president's top priorities, right? This is something that he is focusing on very acutely. It's important to remember this shortage exists because Abbott closed the facility because of safety concerns from the FDA.
Some lawmakers are pressing the FDA and the Federal Trade Commission for more details, though, about what went wrong.
And make it easier to get
there is plenty of blame to go around. She was telling her constituent that she's looking at a company that has put profit over people and it's plain wrong. The company was aware of failure and they attempted to hide the information from the FDA, and the FDA just dragged their feet in making this public. In the meantime, Abbott says it is trying to ease shortages by flying formula in from FDA-registered facilities in Ireland. But here at home, you guys are going to need the luck of the Irish to try to find it on store shelves.
This story resonates with both Mark and me because...
Oh, it's bad, buddy. We search every day. It's
really?
My mom breastfed
me
and
my former wife breastfed my daughter.
Hopefully we'll get there soon, Mark. Figure it out. Thank you for your report, sir. Amber Heard, face her family history. Cross-examination yesterday in her ex-husband Johnny Depp's defamation trial against her. She was questioned about the Washington Post op-ed at the center of this case.
Some of this is organic. I guess research on Amazon.
Was incorrect.
Some of this stuff did not do.
Every word of it is true. It's not about Johnny.
But I don't think that it's good to rely on Johnny because you get some nasty
Johnny,
bodies and things from your mom's
breastfeeding. I tried to protect him.
Heard was also asked why Depp refuses to look her in the eyes. Depp's lawyers say the actor promised he would never make eye contact with her again, but Heard said she didn't recall this. There you have it. That's the problem.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty serious. Wow. They never make eye contact with me again.
Top Democrats
have refused
to condemn it. Our next guest is a Republican running for governor in the deep blue state. And she's here.
Now that's dedication right there. That's
serious.
Because I'll never talk to my former wife again. It's been 10 years. I haven't said a word to her.
We'll be talking about that with Tommy Lahren plus Tom Fitton, Lawrence Jones.
I didn't really think it through that far, I would even look her in the eye. Let's be good. Johnny Depp's pretty eccentric. And I guess I could see that. It's kind of a sign of weakness, though. And like a sign like you're on drugs if you can't look at somebody in the eyes.
And attempts are scary and dividing us.
Yeah, to each his own.
But it is also clear that Sweden does not stand alone.
Maybe she was just harshing his mellow. Like I see that on the restraining order.
Finland will sign his paperwork probably today or tomorrow. But what that happens is all of the 30 member states of NATO to countersign that proposal and admit them into the club. But there is one that is holding out, that is Turkey. We've heard the Turkish president over the last few days say that he's expressing concerns about Sweden and Finland joining NATO. He has issues with the fact that Sweden has taken in a number of members of the Kurdish community, members that he believes are terrorists, and he wants to hold out for some kind of concession, it appears, before agreeing to allow these two countries into NATO. But they hit at the backing of other NATO members, not least some of the most powerful of the United States. You can imagine that the wheels of diplomacy will continue pace.
This is a trip here. Swedish Foreign Ministry.
Yeah, the updates on Finland as well, ladies today, Nina. Thank you. Coming up on the show, I see that an exclusive.
So Sweden has been notoriously like neutral.
Blood on his hands, and a $10 million bounty on his head, and he's never spoken to Western journalists and shown his face in a TV interview until now. Plus this.
In this region, the SBU says it catches one or two agents run by Russia.
Taliban speaks explicitly this way.
And today's suspect is being watched.
CNN is there as Ukrainian agents go after alleged Russian spies in eastern Ukraine and a Swiss report.
She's feeling the power of Listerine. He's feeling.
It's like information overload sometimes. Still so much. So much stuff at once.
Come out and eat.
even issued like the slightest statement like violence is bad.
You know, this is par for the course here, Oregon. We had months of rioting in rural streets, and democratic leaders did not stand up for civilians. They did not push back against political violence. We have got here in Oregon a real rebel leadership. The radical left is, in fact, leading our state right now. And we know that when we see something...
Afghanistan's acting interior minister is deputy leader of the Taliban, and he has a $10 million bounty on his head. The U.S. says he has orchestrated some of the deadliest attacks on American and coalition forces during the war. He's never spoken on camera with a Western journalist until now. CNN's Christian Alport asked him whether he considers America the enemy of the Afghan government.
In the future, we would like to have good relations with the United States and the international community, based on rules and principles that exist in the rest of the world. And based on that arrangement, we have made commitment with them, and currently, we do not look at them as enemies. But based on their conduct, the Afghans have reservations about their intentions. From our side, struggling for the country's defense is a legitimate right in accordance with the international rules. Currently, we do not look at them as enemies, and we have time and again spoken about diplomacy. We are committed to the Doha Agreement. Like the rest of the world, we want relations with them.
We can find the rest of that exclusive interview on CNN.com, and you can
have an interest in Somalia.
Well, certainly the public recognition of this is coming after the transfer of power. It's hard to say whether it is directly linked.
You know, it's almost like the military wants to have a few bogus fronts at any given time just to justify their existence. When it looks like there might be peace.
Al-Shabaab and other militant actors in the country
to promote
instability.
I've read about Al-Shabaab.
The focus of the government was in that politicking
some of these groups and some of these people in these groups could have been planted by the CIA or started by the CIA.
When Al-Shabaab controlled large sections of the capital, in fact, they were pushed out, but there is a fear that, that these gains need to be consolidated before a slip further.
Some of them are a response to the West also, like Boko Haram. It means Western education is sacrilege. These groups rise up sometimes in Africa and the Middle East because of what happens in their community, in their country. That was a bad cover. The original is good, and then there's a cover by AOL Nation that's kind of cool. AOL Nation and Jewel. Crazy commercial just like shows some psycho guy and they're trying to sell a home title lock, saying like, look at this crazy looking person, you could sell your title of your home.
What's the billionaire tweeting about an hour ago? Quote, 20% fake spam accounts, while four times what Twitter claims could be much higher. My offer was based on Twitter's SEC filings being accurate. Yesterday, Twitter's CEO publicly refused to show proof of less than 5%. This deal cannot move forward until that does. End quote. Plus offering $44 billion in tech to private. The social media giant previously estimated that spam and fake accounts make up less than 5%.
If there are over 20% of users that are fake, it's not worth $44 billion of my money. My question is, why didn't this happen before he said that he was going to buy the company for that amount of money? It seems like a it seems like something that should have happened during the negotiation process. But who am I to criticize?
Why don't we slow it down? Because Twitter has a lot of fake accounts.
He saw this along the way, knew this was going to be the case, thought to himself, okay,
they take 100 accounts, and they said, okay, 5% of these are fake, so 5% of Twitter accounts must be fake. If I'm not mistaken. And then they got upset at him for exposing how they did it. And that was the sample size and the standard violation.
I do think that could be the case, but again,
so you're saying he's doing all of this as a negotiating tool to drive the price down? Because I don't think that he can get out of the deal without paying $1 billion, right?
Okay, but to him, $1 billion? It could be one of these things like if you just unilaterally decide you want to get out of the deal, you have to pay $1 billion, but if you have
it's yeah, but it's not valuated at what they said that it was, and you can get out of it.
Both sides can get out, and nobody has to pay $1 billion.
I do think that he's right, that there is no way, if you ever go on Twitter, there's no way that just five or less than 5% accounts are bots.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, it seems like it's like 50, you know?
Yeah, I read it. It seems like it's about 50%.
Fake and so I think that there's a lot more than 5% of Twitter users that are fake on the platform. So yeah, then it wouldn't be worth that massive amount of money. I think Donald Trump even said it's not worth $44 billion even if all of the users were actual people.
You can go to a site called Twitter Audit and check out how many bots and issues you have for doing analysis. Since you've got to go back and archive.org years back before they changed their algorithm. Because back then, some accounts like Rachel Maddow's had millions and millions, about 50% were fake. But now, all of a sudden, the same number pretty much is now all of a sudden like almost all good, like 90% good or something.
He says you have to tap the home button.
I don't. Somebody must have got to them.
List of instructions on what to do. The point of this is that you are being manipulated by the
because you don't just say something as a bot and then all of a sudden change your mind.
Easy to switch back and forth to see the difference. So interesting how he's sort of exposing Twitter for what a lot of people thought it was. That he's saying that you're being manipulated. They're showing Twitter users things clearly to support one political perspective as opposed to another, and that's why he wanted to buy Twitter in the first place, to make it a free speech platform so everybody has an equal voice on Twitter. It's never been like that in the history of the social media platform so far.
He has some good ideas, but he's kind of money driven.
It's a business story, it's also a political story.
And we'll see what his politics truly are at some point.
This is development. He said that the deal is on pause for now.
Another big story, another Fox News alert. Tracking a Ukrainian military base less than 10 miles away from the Polish border.
You could develop it a lot more than it is. I think Jack Dorsey and Twitter have been afraid to tweak it too much because they don't know what to do exactly on the business models. They don't want to put a lot of money into it. They want to keep making the same amount.
Region. There were thunderous explosions in the sky not far
they can
from where we're
all kinds of
right now this
it.
Morning. The Lviv state governor says three missiles
and
were shot
open
down
source,
and one
too.
Did strike a military target and less than 10 miles from the Polish border, and then an explosion damaged railway infrastructure here in the Lviv region once again, and buses with Ukrainian fighters
could make it so,
were
like,
evacuated
you
from
design
the dark
design
tunnels
the
in
that
memorable standoff. It's a major development.
53
were heavily wounded, over 200 more evacuated in exchange for Russian prisoners of war. It's not clear how many Ukrainian fighters remain in those tunnels. We will keep you updated. Also,
as long as they keep the communication part of it all
the
same, I don't think they're about
to
move when they said somebody
choosing to join NATO.
Especially if it means no ads.
Change in public sentiment.
the major change.
She wants to get into the ads.
The Russian attack. It was unprovoked. I think it shocked the things in a profound way.
Also here in Ukraine, the severe threat of human trafficking.
I think any country that's afraid of Russia right now, except for Ukraine, is probably.
250,000 children were evacuated to Russian territories. Fox News spoke to the American sex trafficking rescue Operation Underground.
I don't think there's any evidence at all that Russia wants to attack any other countries at all.
The organization says they've already helped mark safe 1,000.
And I think there is evidence that they went into Ukraine
right
because
they are training undercover teams and using
for doing
dark web technology
the Donbass,
to identify human traffickers and
which they call the
genocide. Carly and Todd, that is just sickening. The fact that people are taking advantage of a horrific situation to make it even more horrific, just ridiculous. Man, thank you.
Homeland Security reported more than 23,000 migrants tried to cross the U.S.
southern border last month. This is
the biggest
number
in the world,
so
the biggest budget
ever reported in a single month.
And everybody's trying to get off of their energy, and will eventually.
Migrants were released into our country. The new DHS report comes
so
as shocking
sort of
video shows smugglers leading a massive group of migrants across a river into the U.S. Those
and not just going to run off
and
about
it.
It's
like
Finland.
Texas.
But unless they feel threatened, see,
the tunnel stretching more than 1,700 miles from
Finland's actually
to San Diego.
It's kind of interesting because
authorities say it was fully operational.
One of the reasons for Russia's assault into Ukraine was that NATO had expanded eastward consecutively.
And many families have contributed to this crisis as fentanyl claims the lives of
youth,
including 22-year-old Bruce Snodgrass,
my map serves me right.
His mother,
the
Sadie
Snodgrass,
joins us now with Jim
Rao,
founder of Famous Kids Fentanyl, who also lost his son to fentanyl poisoning in 2015. Good
although
morning
they
to
do
you
share a border with Russia.
Jim,
so
I'll start with you, because you
still
are
look like an aggressive
the Biden administration. You wrote a letter to the administration.
I think
Russia's going
to feel inclined to I think that they're kind of suckered into Ukraine. I think this was the timing that they wanted to befriend Ukraine, and it wasn't going to work out this way with Trump in office. I think this whole thing was brought about that Putin was drug into this.
To find that statistic, that the CDC was not forthcoming with that information. They have the information coming in on a streaming basis that is showing the rapid growth of this material. It's doubled in the United States in just
jaws.
2 years, tripled amongst our teens, gone up 5 times amongst black teens, and they're not reporting it in a timely manner, which is causing a great lag in information on how fast this is taking over. We feel that demographic's already widened from 18 to 45 to 13 to 50, number one killer of Americans. And we can pinpoint that data in the face of scrutiny like Snopes and other fact checkers, because we can't derive that data from instantaneous data from the CDC. And we're also not getting any of the information how many Narcan administrations are going on, how fast this is growing, what its prevalence is. This material is
the only solution to the drug crisis is to legalize plants.
They're abating responsibility
so people can make their own medicines.
And it's
unless,
it's a,
or also, if you want to make medicines open source, you know,
their,
chemical cocktails open source, I think that would be a good
real time. So, Jim, what you're saying is that
the,
cities get
of,
data that well, is happening in real time, they'll be able to see the hot spots where fentanyl is really affecting people, and then they would be able to act accordingly and intervene to save lives.
Absolutely, and we've already
seen
these mass poisoning events. This is indicative of its
anything else is
going to
be just a
growing prevalence. The material is now affecting infants and
yeah, like why should I care if somebody in Arizona
contact
in the desert
puts
a deep priority?
Now it's a commonality.
Not just the people out there, the Priority Foundation and the group Priority in Kearney, Arizona.
Possibly through incidental contact, and
for them it was like a ritual.
This growth
Or what if you want to grow mushrooms in your face?
Or should I care? Like COVID and treated like a weapon of mass destruction.
Or if they were, or I knew a chemist that made MDMA.
Sandy, you mentioned that you lost your 22-year-old son.
It's your body.
His name is Bruce Fentanyl. He died last October. Tell us what happened.
Feel free to. You're not doing it.
So, my son Bruce died in October, and he was poisoned, murdered by 100% fentanyl.
See, that's the thing, too.
Alaska,
if you don't...
Which is
like,
so
I've grown cannabis plants before, and so I know what the real thing is supposed to be like. If you don't grow it and make it yourself, then how do you ever know if what you get is not just jacked up or something else? If you just buy street drugs your entire life, and you know if the street drugs are not laced or...
He received so much fentanyl that the police told me he probably talked and died where he stood. He was within shouting distance of help.
I don't think people wanted to do these stupid processed pills if they had access to plants. Because they'd be able to make natural cures and treatments without actually making sure better without side effects and without killing them.
That would
do people just fine.
And we assume it's a fentanyl overdose from his mother using in the house, and the 3-year-old was able to make contact with it.
I'm not so sure some of these arrests shouldn't be treated like homicides or something more. It seems unfathomable the world that this many people are actually committing suicide.
So the toxicology report came back and showed fentanyl poisoning.
It sounds like homicides.
Those drug dealers were long gone. Those traffickers had moved on. That batch of bad drugs had been distributed onto the streets and killed lots of other people in Anchorage. We need the ability to have media toxicology reports so that the law enforcement can stop it where it's coming and where they find it.
It's absolutely. Jim, Sandy, thank you so much for joining us on this critical issue. Our hearts go out to you for the loss of your precious sons. But with you speaking out, hopefully there will be less people to feel that same pain that you did. Thank you for joining us this morning.
In this case, supply reduction is the best
continued coverage.
Absolutely. Jim, thank you for saying that. We appreciate it. All right. Parents everywhere are desperate for baby formula, but the shortage could also lead to a child care nightmare in some states. The director of an Arkansas preschool joins us to explain more about this dire situation.
Men over 45 had a large prostate. Have you seen?
Thanks. Two commercials at once. Gotta make that cash. Thank you.
baseball fans. First, Trevor Story made this brilliant defensive play from his knees. He would later hit one out of Fenway Park, and the Boston Red Sox defeated the Houston Astros 6-3. Meanwhile, it was another slugfest at Coors Field in Denver, as both the San Francisco Giants and Colorado Rockies, hit home runs. The Giants hit three, including a go-ahead home run with two outs in the match inning. San Francisco beat Colorado 7-6. And in Los Angeles, the visiting Arizona Diamondbacks scored the first two runs, one on a home run from Christian Walker. The LA Dodgers answered with a five-run rally, including a home run from Chris Taylor. The Diamondbacks.
I saw some of the last inning of
the
Dodgers. Both of them were close games. Saw some of the Giants too.
In the United States after a day of severe weather. But now a new storm system is threatening the plains of the Midwest. Meteorologist Petrangelo Harry has a look at what's in store.
Good morning, Max. We've had a severe weather the past 24 hours to tell you about around portions of the Northeast. A couple of reports of tornadoes. A lot of wind reports, large hail reports, some of which have gotten to as large as the inland side.
LA's closure has his long hair and his big beard. I played against him on my fantasy team.
Severe weather concerns now all but over around the Northeast. High pressure tries the middle, low on the heat and store across parts of the southern U.S. The central U.S. gets back in on the severe weather action here with large hail and some damaging winds potentially back in the forecast. There's even an enhanced risk there across the central portion of the U.S. near Omaha, near Kansas City. That's the highest threat zone here for some of the stronger storms that could possibly produce a couple of tornadoes. Now, when it comes to the western U.S., we've talked about the drought situation. Unfortunately, the Heroes Peak, Camp Canyon Fire in northern New Mexico, continues to rage, now entering the record place of the largest fire in state history, upwards of almost 300,000 acres of land now.
Yeah, I'm going to be busy probably later in the year. I don't know if I'm going to be watching baseball on BTV after this month. In fact, I think I might have stopped it already. But a month is fine. Just have some fun with it. This summer I got other stuff to do. Or I can always just buy another month. It's about $25. It's pretty convenient having all the games at your fingertips, and you can watch them on tape too, or on video, on file.
6% last week, 2 weeks prior. That's according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. This is the fifth consecutive week in which child cases.
No way, people that sell drugs are going to say it's okay for more people to buy the drugs. Whatever it is.
The U.S. Congressional Subcommittee will hold the first public hearing on UFOs in more than five decades on Tuesday. The focus on the Pentagon program established last year after the U.S. intelligence community released a preliminary assessment on 144 reports of, quote, unidentified aerial phenomena since 2004.
They don't want to know if UFOs are in itself, you probably already do know. Which are probably people that we're not going to mess with. There's real medicine.
So far, or at least is going down so far, to not allow these farm producers to come in and save the day. Do you think that's possible? Am I being too cynical here, Megan?
Whoever runs against Biden for the Republican Party, the dumbest list of good things to say about him. Because he really hasn't done a lot of bad. He's kind of, because I don't think any president would have done a much better job on half of the things. Because I think they're based on COVID. And coming out of the COVID pandemic, and you had no choice but to
Well,
little choice, you know, but to continue down this the recovery path that the government is on.
Exactly right. We do not keep formula on
hand. Obviously
have
some bumps in the road.
We do not want our employees mixing because, if they happen to get it wrong, then the baby doesn't get the nutrients and vitamins that they need. So that's a definite liability to us. But also, you know, we want to make sure that the babies are getting everything that they need. So, if mom can't produce a pre-made bottle with her
Amazon, for Christ's sake, and I saw a whole ton of formula on Amazon. So I'm sick of people saying that there's a shortage. There's a ton of it on Amazon. That's funny. Sometimes I sniff out the same bullshit more than once because they keep playing the same bullshit because people keep believing the same bullshit. How funny is that? It's a demographic that they like totally need to give orders from, and they have an angle that they think that they can look good at and make the other people look bad at, they will just play that note forever. They will harp on it.
I've heard the president utter that phrase multiple times, especially back on the campaign trail.